Alright, starting. Hold on, let me put this in the middle.
So, niggas can hear the one mic.
Fuck it.
It's recording now.
What?
It's recording?
Yeah.
Alright, we getting into the deck.
I guess you want to start off with Drake's album, right?
Yeah, Drake album. Start off with Drake album.
What is that shit even called?
Scorpion King.
Oh, yeah. What you going? When does it come out?
Pardon the cushion.
You gotta sing it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's good. Come out right before Kanye album. come out 25 days before Kanye's album.
I think that's kind of... Oh, before Kanye's album?
Yeah. No, after Kanye's album. Sorry. After.
Well, Drake's going to get his own regardless, so...
So that's why I feel Kanye's going to have a shitty album. And then Nas drops.
Yeah.
But, I don't feel like this is going to be a super banger. But I do feel like it's going to be another platinum album. Another platinum album.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, shit, he's probably going to have that single Nice for What on this album.
Yeah, then he got...
Them streams count, which is cheating.
God's Plan.
Yup, and that's just cheap.
I mean, that's not cheating.
It is.
It's not really.
Well, that yellow was on fucking Cardi shit. That's the only reason she went gold.
She went platinum.
That's trash.
Yeah, she went platinum.
Fucking trash.
I mean, nah, man. Yeah, that's like you dropping an album. And you can't help it. You got a smash hit. Yeah, I mean, that you... And they expect that shit to be a smash. Well...
Everything, but I'm not putting that smash hit on an album that I'm dropping a year and a half later. We listened to Bodak Yellow a whole year before she dropped the album. This bitch, you should have had new material by then.
Bro, how wouldn't you put the shit on my nigga? Every single that you hear is usually on a person's album.
I don't know.
I mean, some people do, some people don't.
And she has songs that still sound like Bodak Yellow, for real, for real.
I mean, because she's getting her shit ghostwriting for the person that wrote that yellow.
Which is?
I don't know. Offset.
It ain't Offset.
A couple other niggas. A bitch, maybe.
She getting sued for $10 million.
I mean, I went for the pastor. All that material. She got to pay somebody.
Yo, this shit like, looks like it's running out. We only had 3 minutes.
Oh, man. So hold up. What do you want to, man?
Hold up. Oh, all right. Yeah, we good.
So, who you feel the trap god of Atlanta?
T.I. I don't understand why we have to discuss that. That is a dumbass topic.
That's a dumbass topic?
Yeah. Like, it's T.I.
It's not T.I.
Even Jeezy said it was T.I.
I mean, well, there's people that are more influenced by Gucci than a lot of people are more influenced by T.I. You can see that in the rap game right now. Who's their influential? They don't say T.I. They say Gucci. Fetty Wap was influenced by Gucci.
I mean, you could say the same thing about Kobe and Jordan. I look more up to Kobe than I do Jordan, but that doesn't discredit Jordan birthing Kobe.
But they're not saying that Jordan is the motherfucking, you know what I mean? Like,
T.I. started trap music. He started that genre.
He did not start that genre. Master P and other people made
it. Yeah, they've been started rapping like that, but he was the first one to call it trap music. Therefore... No.
Because trap didn't even originate in the A. Like, it just like the word trill. You feel me? They said it did, but there's people that have been using that word. You feel me? That's a southern word. You feel me? That's like if a Jersey nigga say, yo, we invented the word bull. You know what I mean? But, yeah, you know Quavo. You got Lord Quavius. You know what I mean? You got motherfucking Lil Boat. I mean, Lil Yachty. Fucking... A lot of people that were influenced by motherfucking,
Lil Yachty is not trap music.
He makes trap, he makes...
No, he doesn't. He makes college dorm music.
He makes college dorm music, but his audience, the people that he makes music with, are trap artists. He makes songs with Gucci. He's on a new song. He's on a song, a lot of songs
Gucci
with...
on everybody's song, which I don't like. I don't like that. I'm tired of hearing Gucci.
I mean, that's
tired of hearing Gucci, tired of hearing Future.
That's just them being culture vultures. You feel me? Like, they trying to get a piece of Gucci because they know that he's hot. I mean, you can't blame them.
Culture vultures.
Yeah.
What's next on the list?
Good.
Music from Nas.
Nothing but greatness. Platinum.
I actually think that shit gonna flop.
Oh, man.
I'm why hoping it don't, but I'm just like...
Why? Because of the police shit? Him beating on his wife and all that?
Nah, I don't fuck about that domestic shit. Just... I probably shouldn't have said that on the podcast.
Oh.
I probably should have
said
that.
Oh.
Nah, but fucking... I don't know.
You wanna rethink that? What up, Denise?
Can you find out your surgeon?
Why?
She about to go boxing. Bro, I can't edit this out.
Alright.
I can't edit that out.
Alright.
Is that my speaker?
Yeah.
See y'all with all of my room.
Bye, viewers.
My Instagram?
Do you have an Instagram?
No.
Yeah.
Oh. Never mind, man.
You got a package today?
Why?
Because the trash was all on the kitchen floor.
Alright, deuces. Get out.
What did you get?
None of your business.
Why?
Some new music from Nas.
What was it? It was in bubble wrap.
Came from your father.
My father? It didn't come from my dad.
Yeah, it did. You left me something. You want to let me know for future reference.
Now, what did you get?
Mom, get out, man.
Why do I have to get out?
Because you're fucking up.
No, if I didn't notice that my shit was fucked with or tampered with.
What's worth it, John?
We do apologize for the slight comment.
Are we on the air?
Yes, we're on the air.
Well, I'll leave after I say, if my shit wasn't tampered with, I would have never had to come upstairs.
Okay,
what?
Leaving.
You're not... And I want my damn laundry detergent back. I'll just text her.
No, I'll
die. Because we were right in the store and you didn't even pick up none.
It slipped my mind. I didn't know
it was out. Well, yeah, and I don't use extra. That's what she did the last time and I don't never get it back.
Alright, I'll buy some other hammers, put some in yours.
No, just buy me my own little thing. It's on sale for $5.99.
No, I'm not gonna buy your own little thing. We didn't use that much.
Over the time, yes.
No.
And it's over $5.99.
This is the first time we fucking used it.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yes,
are
it
we
is.
On air?
So next time on Table Talk.
David Talk.
Yeah, we're just going to end this.
Did she say the Table Talk?
Yeah.
I said David.
Bye, beast. Deuces.
So you asked her and she'll tell you. This is not the first time.
So, yeah, man, you can start off.
All right, let's see where we at. How many minutes we got left?
We good. This shit just rolled over, so.
Because it ain't 12, we only been talking for 8 minutes and 51 seconds.
I think we can go past 12 minutes, yo. It's a longer bar. So you trying to have an hour discussion? You trying to have an hour podcast? Yo, chill. Come on,
we talk about the boy Meek.
The boy Meek.
The boy Meek on. We got Nicki back.
I'm not proud of that.
You're not proud about him having the baddest bitch in the game?
They ain't the baddest bitch in the game. And Ross told Meek to leave Nicki alone. I told you not to fuck with me.
Bro, sound like a hater.
How? He had the bitch on for training day.
He didn't get to keep it up.
That's because he fucked up. Me fucked up.
No, Meek didn't have a bitch from training day. Ross had a bitch from training day.
Yeah, I know, but Meek fucked up. That's why he lost Nicki.
He got her back.
he never got Nicki the right way in the first place, so I don't respect it. You snitched on Safari, Meek. And you my mans.
It's pillow talking.
But you yeah, like, you was recording him in the club, talking to the hoes, like, that was whack. But, you home, justice was served, you feel me?
You can't take his word.
Yeah, he just, the clown ass Philly nigga. Pearl Gang 300.
And they took Bill.
Yeah, they took Bill. We traded Bill for me. I think that was fair, Bill. Your time was up, baby. I'm about to start getting to the after hours effect. Like, fuck yeah. I'm about to start saying everything off the top. Like, what the fuck about Bill?
Yeah.
OJ
yeah.
home.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? OJ home. Yo, 2018 is crazy.
Why? OJ home, Bill's
OJ home,
up.
Bill's locked up, Meek is home. The Birds won.
Yeah. Fuck the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
You feel me? Kanye's going off his rocker.
Yeah. Shit. Beyonce out here having other people have her kids.
Somebody bit Beyonce, you feel me? Like,
somebody bit Beyonce?
Yeah, that was a while ago. It was an old story, but.
Damn.
Yeah, it's mad shit. 2018 pretty lit, though. Can't wait for the summer.
Sixers about to win the finals.
There's a stretch, but I'm not ready for another parade in Philly. Sponsored by the finest gas. From York, Pennsylvania. But we reside in VA. This nigga's puking. Come on, nigga. Damn. Fucking up the flow of the podcast. Anyway, Pearl Gang 300 Instagram. You know, Drew the God, Drewski. My co-host Breeze, you know, smoking on the finest. Well, my co-host returns, we're gonna talk about 6ix9ine and Kanye West spazzing out at TMZ and his album Expectations.
Whew.
Ready, bro?
Yeah, I'm ready, my nigga.
All right. Let me just. So Kanye West.
God's plan.
Yeah. All right. Whew. All right.
Kanye West.
Little bitches a minute. Kanye West.
Spazzed out at TMZ like he had no fucking sense.
Yeah, that's that coke. And he said he was on opioids. That's dope.
Nah, he said he... I don't know. I think it's a charade, but... I don't know. It's very complicated.
He's on dope, me.
He's not up to dope.
Dope, my nigga. That's
you
dope,
think
man.
Lamar Odom put him on?
Probably did.
He said my man from Creighton. You got this. Yo. Damn, yay, you really off the yay.
Yay. You know Yeezy was popping off the yay?
Yeah, but Jesus turned water into wine. And you turned it
sugar
into you turned it sugar into smack, nigga. Yo. I can't do this thing, yo. I can't. I don't think I'm gonna support this album. I probably will hear it because you know, niggas gonna be playing shit, posting yeah. shit, but...
I mean, I'm gonna bootleg the fuck out that joint.
Yeah, but as far as downloaders, I can't fuck with you, yay.
Yeah.
You lost a customer. Not even a loyal customer, but just a customer. Because I never really was a customer in the first place.
Yeah, you know.
We're going to cut the podcast at 20 minutes. So we 5 more minutes left. That's enough to run through my nigga 6ix9ine. And yes, I am vouching my nigga 6ix9ine. And what else?
Nigga 6ix9ine, I roll right, B.
What do you mean?
I mean, he pussy.
Oh, man. Shout out to Instagram, nigga. Shout out to Instagram.
Man, look. I don't do Instagram. But I get instant grams.
Oh, man. Niggas is using their podcast platforms to promote their mixtapes and shit. I don't want no affiliates. I'm just a chat nigga.
Nah, he pussy.
Yeah, he is pussy. But so is 95% of the niggas we listen to. Including some of the old heads we listen to.
Oh, man, but look.
Like, I don't know what Fab would do if somebody smacked the shit out of him.
Oh, no, no.
Like, Fab, you look soft.
Like, street fit in. That's one thing.
You feel me? You got tabloids taking pictures of you. You know what I mean? Running in the crib, threatening your baby mom's pop. Like, what type of sucker shit?
Nah, Fab, what's that nigga, man? It's different.
Yeah, you a cool nigga. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You that nigga.
Nah.
Like, don't try that nigga. You just cool. Quiet, cool Fab.
That ain't got rainbow hair, boy. He like Jack Harden.
No, I'm saying, yeah, Tekashi pussy too, but I'm saying, like, so was 95% of the niggas we listen to, like, including some of our old heads. Now, I'm not saying that Fab is pussy.
Fab smacked Ray J.
Everybody smacked Ray J, nigga, like, come on. You don't get no brownie points for smacking Ray J. Just like you don't get no brownie points for, like, trying to come at Tekashi, like.
So you get brownie points for smacking Bow Wow?
You don't get brownie points for smacking Bow Wow. You don't get brownie points for smacking.
So who do you get brownie points for smacking?
Cam. Jada. You feel me?
I mean...
T.I. You know what I mean?
T.I. been beat up. Lil Flip beat him up on camera.
But that was brushed under the rug. Just like some of Jordan's fuck-ups. You feel
Cam
me?
Been shot. Cam been told.
Nah.
Did I see them dollars? You said I seen the...
You said Cam done told?
Yeah.
So Cam a snitch.
I mean.
Well, you heard it here first on Round Table. Round Table talk, nigga.
Except when I ain't gonna tell him about in Harlem.
Damn. He said, but them G-Unit niggas, they getting money up there.
He was just like, yeah, I mean, I seen them niggas throw that diamond sign up before them shots was fired. I mean, when he's in D.C. and them Rockefeller niggas was getting at him. I mean.
Well, let's say Dame was getting at him.
I mean...
Because them Rockefeller niggas, like...
I mean, and then, like, with Kiss...
Hov ain't getting at nobody.
I mean, with Kiss...
He's soft.
With Kiss being... I mean, I respect Kiss, but, like, he's not somebody that you fear. I'd smack Kiss.
Shout out to Instagram, niggas. Stop ducking the airwaves. Yo... He said he can smack Kiss. He said I can smack Kiss.
Not smack Kiss, bro. Like he's a. I mean,
but you would get brownie points for that.
Why?
Cause it's Kiss. Like,
cause it's a great lyricist.
No, because you know he ain't pussy.
A lot of these niggas ain't pussy, man. But a lot of these niggas is pussy.
Like you ain't smacking 50. Man, you ain't smacking 50.
I'd spit on his forehead.
Yeah, alright, nigga.
Grab his bitch ass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 50, I'm your biggest fan. Pause, no homo.
Mm-hmm.
But.
That's basically what his fan base is. Bunch of homos.
Fuck out of here.
Jamal, whole bunch of Jamal asses. 50 would probably do a song with Jamal. That's probably gonna be in a couple of these.
Jamal who?
Lion.
That's a fictional character, nigga.
Nigga, whatever the fuck his name is, he really do music.
Oh, Jesse,
yeah.
We ain't even gonna mention your faggot ass on this podcast, nigga, cause we don't rock like that, nigga. Nori, what's up? You know what I mean? Pearl Gang 300, that's all we got for today.
Yeah,
we'll be back every day at what time?
4:20, nigga.
420 every day. Right here, round table. You all ready?